Welcome to Lung Cancer Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. The management of non-small cell lung cancer has changed dramatically in recent years, particularly in the adjuvant and first-line metastatic settings. I met with Dr. Paul Bunn for his take on the clinical implications of emerging research data in these settings, and he began by commenting on his non-protocol approach to patients with metastatic disease.
In the palliative setting, because of the convenience and less toxicity of carboplatin, the vast majority of people in the U.S. tend to use carboplatin. So generally, off of a study, I will use Taxol and carboplatin, and that's because I've used it so much and the staff is so familiar with it, you're less likely to run into issues because everybody's familiar with it. So when the patient calls up 4 days later with myalgias, everybody knows what that is. Now, certainly a patient who's female and wants to keep their hair, and I certainly discuss this with every patient, they're certainly much more likely to get GEM, in my practice, probably GEM with carbo. Certainly, you know, the recent study that compared Olympus-Cis with GEM-Cis, showing non-inferiority, and this business about the adenos did better with Olympta and the squamous did better with GEM, that's something to keep your eye on. But I would say that's just a subset analysis of a big trial and doesn't create reality at the moment, but was of interest for sure. So platinum doublet, toxicity, convenience, that's how you decide. And I would say the main toxicity that makes people decide is their hair.